Bonedale Ballet has a winter dance performance coming to their studio space at Bridges School next to the library tomorrow and Sunday, featuring ballet and tap pieces. And here to tell us about it are Natasha Simpson. Hi, Natasha.
Hi.
How are you?
Good.
Good. Ruby Marker is here, too. Hi, Ruby.
Hi.
And Keenan Bell is here, too.
Welcome
to, oh, and Alexandra, how could I forget you?
Hi, Luke. Thanks. Hello, everybody out there in the community.
Another one coming down the pike.
Here we are, yeah. Already.
I've forgotten how to pronounce it. Les Sylphides.
Les Sylphides Variations and Ballet and Tap Repertoire. That's the title of our show this time around.
And I poked around a little bit online, and that's sort of well, it has some history, that name and that title, doesn't it?
Yes, it does. I could just describe a little bit of it to you. The music is some of the most gorgeous classical music out there of Chopin. And so Les Sylphides is based on a short plotless romantic ballet. Some would describe it as a ballet of mood, originally choreographed by Mikhail Fokine. I don't know if I pronounced that right. So although it is framed rather like a divertissement in the forest, is what they say, this takes place in act two of what's actually a full-length romantic ballet of La Sylphide. So there's a little play on words there.
So it's not a story. It's more of a mood piece.
Exactly. It's like how I see it. It's a celebration of the music, Chopin's music, which is... just, you know, I was reading a little bit about that and thought, oh, that's very much aligned with why I typically do choreograph. I hear a piece of music or something I've known for so long that I get so inspired. I just have to set some kind of ballet usually or tap piece to it. So,
do you have an actual pianist playing along?
We don't, but we have some pretty amazing speakers. So nice. It sounds like it's live.
Nice. Something about Chopin. Tell me about Chopin, Ruby. I'm assuming that you're... dancing to, okay, Keenan. How about Keenan? And I don't mean that to be a hard question at all. Is it fun to dance to Chopin?
It is. It's very, how do you describe it? It's very upbeat and playful and happy music. Uh-huh. So it's fun to dance to because it makes you happier. If you were having a bad day, if I'm having a bad day and I come into rehearsal, all I have to do is listen to music and I'm good to go.
Nice. So I imagine you could say the same about the audience that comes in to see it.
Hopefully.
Yeah. How about that? Natasha, you're part of the tap part of this concert, aren't you?
Yes.
So you're a tap dancer. Wow. Is that hard to do?
No.
No? Really? Do you have to practice a lot? Get up close to that mic, Natasha.
Yes.
You do? You have to practice a lot?
Yes.
Huh.
Yes, they do. They've been practicing. All the groups have been practicing once to twice a week since January. Actually, since December is really when I started to choreograph the majority of the work. So, yeah, it's something that we've been putting together for a few months now, and Anthony and I are very excited about this particular program, bringing on more tap dance, and we also have a surprise dance at the very end. We won't announce what that is, but something a little out of the ordinary for us, so which is really great, and it's not ballet or tap.
I'm going to guess it's a flash mob.
How did you know?
Because I think I saw some announcements or I saw something that you were doing a flash mob workshop or something.
Yeah, we just started a new class Wednesday nights at 6 for teen and adults. So so here's the secret. We're going to be premiering our first new flash mob post-thriller.
Oh, so I just spoiled it. I'm so sorry.
It's okay. It's great.
We won't go any further. How about that? Wow. So are all of you girls part of the flash mob?
I don't think any of us are.
No?
No.
Oh, okay. Okay. Well, we'll stop talking about the surprise. How about that? I'm really interested, Natasha, to know about tap dancing. Tell me a little about it. Do you actually put things on the bottom of your shoes?
So... They come with metal taps on the bottom of our tap shoes. And it's really fun to do tap, and I don't know what to say.
They're on the like the ball of the foot and then the heel. And so we work a lot with the ball and the end of the heel, and even the side of the foot can make sounds too. So,
oh, interesting.
A lot of rhythm. And if they're not already rhythmical, these students are definitely developing that musicality. And it's so much fun.
Huh.
It's pure fun.
Are you dancing alone, Natasha, or with other people?
With other people.
How many?
Seven people.
You have seven people tap dancing at once? Wow, that's a lot of rhythm. I'll bet that sounds really great. Now, do you dance with music?
Yes.
Oh, what kind of music?
Well, we like to use a lot of swing music during class, but this particular piece of music for the kids' tap class is called Now I'm Following You by Madonna.
Oh, okay.
It's a really fun song.
Huh. I think she's done some tap dancing before.
I think so. And ballet and Pilates. She's done a whole lot
She's done a lot of
movement.
Different kinds. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. So. Yeah.
Ruby, what's your part in all of this?
I'm actually a tap dancer too. So
nice.
I'm in the adult tap class, and I'm also doing a tap solo in this particular show.
Oh, a solo. How long does a solo last?
My solo is about 2 minutes.
Uh-huh.
Just kind of terrifying.
Which is probably, it'll be over like that, but it'll seem like an eternity.
Yeah.
See, that's the way it is in radio, too. It's the same kind of thing, you know? It's gone before you know it, and then while you're in it, it seems like it lasts forever. So you've been practicing a lot then,
oh,
huh?
Oh, yeah.
Huh? Mm-hmm. Could you do it in your sleep?
I would hope so.
Yeah, and Ruby is a senior this year, CRMS, so I wanted her to be able to highlight her talents as a senior solo. So,
wow.
It's exciting.
So have
exciting.
You been involved with Bonedale Ballet for a while and
yeah.
with coordination?
I think I started dancing there like four years ago.
Huh.
Maybe I started with tap, and then this year, actually, I teach my own class Monday
Brand
nights.
Brand new class that yep. Ruby's teaching.
Wow.
Broadway repertoire, 6:15 to 7:15 Monday nights.
Please come. It's a lot of fun.
Super fun. And I also take the ballet class on Thursdays.
Broadway repertoire.
Yes.
Like, give me some examples.
Well, we have learned the opening number to A Chorus Line. Not
Ooh.
All of it, but it's a really iconic dance. Ooh. Pretty difficult, but really fun.
What makes it difficult?
A Chorus Line is such a dancey show that to like kind of throw a bunch of people into such like a fast-paced dance is pretty tricky, but I think we're picking up on it and it's looking really good. We're also working on a Kinky Boots number,
Ooh.
Which is easier, but still really fun and sassy. And we're going to start a number from All Shook Up soon, too.
All Shook Up. Elvis Presley's All Shook Up.
Yep.
Oh,
wow. Fun. Awesome.
How about that? I could see tap dancing to All Shook Up. Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever like put taps on your hands and do handstands and stuff?
I've never thought of doing that.
I wonder if that would even be possible.
I think it would hurt.
I bet it would be.
Well, you should try it.
I'll give
if
that a try.
Anybody could do it. You can do it.
We'll see. But we are really excited for everybody to come and see our program just to encourage, you know, from we're going to have ages, you know, toddler all the way up to adults participate in this dance performance. So please come. And the way I describe the show is, you know, enjoying the rhythmic fun of tap, the classical beauty of ballet, and then in general, just the joyous expression behind dance is what we really are excited about sharing. Once again, it's our passion, and you'll see it in the dancers for sure. They're doing terrific. So,
Now, Keenan, are you one of the ballet?
I am. I am in the Les Sylphides piece.
And she is a soloist in it. She's our lead.
Oh, wow. How about that? So this is your star turn, so to speak.
I guess you could say that.
Well, I bet you've been practicing enough to where you're not nervous.
I guess you could say that too.
Yes.
Yeah, I've been practicing quite a bit. It's, you know, performing in front of a crowd of people that you don't know is always nerve-wracking,
sure.
no matter how practiced you are.
Sure.
So,
Sure, but you'll get over that pretty quickly, I'll bet.
Oh, yeah.
Now, do you practice at home, too?
Not really. I can do, like, little things in place, but I prefer to dance at a studio as opposed to at home. If I'm at home, I'm not doing ballet. I'm goofing around, dancing to whatever the heck I'm listening to, so.
Have you ever tried African dance or any other kinds of dance?
When I was really little, I took some tap, but other than that, I think it's mostly just been ballet or whatever I feel like doing.
Mm. What is it about ballet that attracts you?
I don't know. It's probably the grace and beauty of it all and how it looks so simple, but in all reality, you're thinking of 200 things at the same time.
That is so true.
Huh. So,
like, what are you thinking of when you're thinking of 200 things? You mean all the movements that you have to make?
Yeah, which muscles to use, what you're supposed to be doing. You have to remember to point your toes. And it's just a lot to think about.
Huh. Huh. What's the hardest thing about it?
The hardest thing about it is probably remembering to have fun with it, because it can get so technical that you forget to have fun.
Uh-huh. Wow. What a great answer. Yeah. I'll bet that's true, though. I can see that for sure. So do you have strategies that you employ to remember to have fun?
Sometimes when I'm feel like I'm doing everything wrong, I just sit and I just listen to the music and just do whatever I want. One time I had a choreographer make me pick a song and perform my dance piece to a different song just to practice it to make sure I really knew the piece.
Huh.
And that was fun, and that's a good way to solidify what you're supposed to be doing in your brain.
Uh-huh.
And it helps you to really know your piece and your music, and it just helps a lot.
Huh. I don't suppose, Ruby, that it's probably not hard to have fun when you're tap dancing.
No, it's definitely not.
It's just part of that's the definition, isn't
yeah.
it?
Yeah.
Huh.
Yeah. You got to remember to breathe, though. It can get pretty exhausting.
Really?
If you're going for too long. Yeah.
Huh.
But it's really fun.
Now, geez, wow, I never really thought of that, but that must be really hard to breathe while you're to think about breathing while you're dancing.
It definitely becomes something you become to just, like, you consciously think about it while you're dancing, and your choreography or your movements and your breath become one of the same after. It could happen quickly for some dancers, but I know for myself, it took me a while to really find that coordination between the two, and it makes life so much easier when you can breathe. That's your break. That's your rest in between. Mm-hmm. Your transitions in your movements, and it really does carry you through your work, and it helps your muscles too, keep them supple versus tensing up and cramping, because you don't want to go through a Charlie horse while you're out on stage.
Oh, that
so
would be hard.
Breath keeps you going.
Yeah.
It's a great connection. So
Wow, I never thought of having a Charlie horse on stage, but I can see where that would be really bad. Can you get Charlie horses while you're tapping? Ruby?
I've gotten cramps in my calves before.
Have you?
Doing like a toe stand or something like that.
Wow. How do you fix a cramp? You just massage it.
Breathe.
Really? It's all about breathing.
Well, you massage it too. And uh-huh.
You do it yourself or you have somebody else?
Yeah, I massage my,
Become a good self masseuse as dancers, you know.
Uh-huh.
There isn't always a masseuse available. So like, okay, you know, got a cramp. You just find ways to work those muscles out and then you continue on.
Huh. How about that? So incorporating all these things, Alexandra, is that part of the curriculum for these dancers? Figuring out, teaching them how to breathe and teaching them how to deal with things that might happen on stage that you don't want.
Yes. And there's a lot that, you know, I think they, as students and developing dancers, learn on their own as well as they're going through the process. We don't necessarily literally say each and everything, like, okay, this is going to happen next, but it's a process, and I think the more time you spend with your piece of choreography or whatever you're working on creating, it is just a process, and it's new and it's raw in the beginning, and then as you practice and grow into it, it becomes this like this new pattern in your body, and you learn to work with the breath and the coordination and musicality, and then it really becomes effortless, believe it or not. And that's what was it Keenan or Ruby saying that? Oh, Keenan, about ballet, how it looks so easy, and also like, you know, really hard technical tap piece. excuse me, when it's developed well enough, it really does have that ease and flow, and then the joy can really show up. So that's when the dancing gets really fun. It gets pretty addicting, I'd say, when you get to that point. Like, okay, I wanna feel this again, and I wanna be able to present this to audiences out there.
Now, did you choreograph the ballet or the tap or both, or did you?
I've choreographed mainly the ballet. Uh-huh. I choreographed also one tap piece that Natasha's in, the kids' tap, and mainly ballet. And then Anthony has choreographed a ballet for his 4 to 6 year olds, and they are birds. Their piece is called Fine Feathered Friends, very adorable. And and then Janine Stickle, former manager of the Carbondale Branch Library, she choreographed the adult tap piece. And I don't think I'm forgetting anything. Our surprise dance was choreographed by myself, and then a little help from the certain flash mob. If you're there, you'll know which one. So, yeah, it's a lot of fun being creative and being able to share that with the community.
How many kids are on stage in this?
Say somewhere between 35-ish, 30-35.
Wow.
And then with our adults going up into the 40s for students, so total. It's going to be a really nice show.
We can't talk about price, but we can talk about where people can get tickets and et cetera. So let's go
great.
There.
So, yes, you can get tickets at the door tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday shows at 2 o'clock at Coordination and Bonedale Ballet at the Bridges High School building, just next door to the Carbondale Branch Library. And they're welcome to come in as visitors can come in as early as 12:30 or 1. We'll be in there preparing, so...
How many people can fit in there to watch a performance?
You know, about 65, 70.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
That's so pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice and cozy. And
so you do two of these big shows a year, right? Pretty much?
Two. And then with our new flash mob tradition we have, that adds three. And then any additional performances, which can happen anytime, it could go up to four or so. So that's what we hope for. And we just hope for more. So having a great time performing and being able to work with our students, and then they can also start creating pieces of their own too, which is great. So.
Nice. Well, tomorrow and Sunday, 2 o'clock, Bridges.
Yes, we will see you there. Have a wonderful time, and come see us after the show. Find us on stage.
Natasha, thanks for coming in and talking to us.
Thank you.
You're so welcome. I'm glad you did. Keenan Bell, thank you, too.
Thank you for having us.
And Ruby Marker is here, too. Thank you.
Thank you.